This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Did you know that there is an alternative to using disposable paper diapers? Cloth diapering is an economical and green option that many twin parents are choosing every day. So joining us today are our expert twin panelists who are passionate about cloth diapering. And we're here to share the secrets of cloth diaping your twins. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not Octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two. Well, welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. Now, have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Subscribe to our monthly Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. And another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app. It's available for most smartphones. So before we get started, let's go around and introduce our panelists. Tammy, tell us about your family.
Hi, I'm Tammy Rainey. I'm a mother to identical twin boys who are 8 months old. We just relocated to San Diego from the desert last August, and we've been having a lot of fun here, and I'm really excited for my boys because they're going to get to grow up in this beautiful city.
Wow, an 8 month, you know, I have to say, so you're 8 month, that's getting over the hurdle. You've gotten over a lot of, I mean, hopefully they're sleeping through the night.
Oh, they are.
That's <It's> awesome. Great. And Shelley.
I'm Shelley. I'm the producer here at Twin Talks. I have identical twin boys who just turned two, and they don't even sleep through the night sometimes, so I'm jealous. And I'm 35 weeks pregnant with a singleton girl. So we started cloth diapering my boys when they were about 7-8 months. We switched because of blowouts and leaks. I mean, my kids could pee and poop through every diaper on the market. So we switched right about once we kind of had the hang of things, and loved it so much that we'll be cloth diapering from the start with this one. I also wanted to let you guys listening at home know about our virtual panelist program. So not everybody's lucky enough to live in our beautiful city. So if you can't make it into the studio, you can follow along from the comfort of your own home. We have a Facebook page you can follow, and you can also follow us on Twitter. If you want to become part of the conversation, you can use the hashtag TwinTalksVP to ask and answer questions.
Well, awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We have a comment from one of our listeners that we wanted to share with all of you. This comes from Julie in Michigan. And Julie writes, "Hey, Twin Talks, I wanted to thank you for your episode on having twins after having singletons. My husband and I have a 3-year-old girl, and we just found out we're pregnant with identical twins, but do not yet know the gender. This came as a huge surprise to us because we never even considered twins as a possibility, and we even plan to have just 2 children total. Oops. Again, thanks for the episode. We're not really sure what to expect with twins, and we don't want our first child to feel any less special when the new babies arrive." Well, Julie, thank you so much for writing this. We had a fun time recording that episode, and we're glad that it helped.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic, and finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now.
The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Today's topic is cloth diapering your twins. A lot of people, when they think cloth diapering, they have this image of, you know, what it was like maybe like 30 plus years ago.
White square.
Yes, the white square and like pins, you know, safety pins. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's changed so much, so much over the years. And, you know, I admit when I was researching cloth diapering, you know, I had to kind of get over that image too, because, you know, it's we started out with pre-folds, and I was amazed that they've got little devices, you know, if you'd use something similar, little snappy things.
Yeah, those looked really cool. I've seen them.
Yeah. Now, I think Shelly, did you do?
We looked into cloth diapering. Like I mentioned earlier, we didn't start until the boys were a little bit older. Our main challenge is we don't have laundry in our apartment. We have a shared laundry. And so it was the idea of getting two newborns to and from the laundry room multiple times a day was overwhelming. And, you know, diaper services, it's just the pre-folds and the cover, and it seemed, I mean, really tricky and overwhelming. I was just picturing lots of weird folds and twists and plastic pants and clothes not fitting and all that. But once we actually jumped into it, it is totally different than it was. And I know everyone I know that my mom's age who's seen the diapers can't even believe that they're diapers. You know, they look so different. There's pocket diapers, there's all-in-one, there's fitteds, there's hybrids. I mean, whatever your diaper needs are, there is a company that makes them for you, and they're adorable.
I know, they're cute. In fact, we've got some on the table just to show our viewers. I mean, it looks nothing like these kind of ugly, you know, plastic pant things that we think of, you know.
But they still serve the same function. They're just as useful.
Yeah, I love these little prints. Those are so cute. And I know you've got boy and girl. I think it could work either way.
Yeah. They're just so fun, and babies are attracted to bright and colorful things. I found my boys just touching their diapers.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. You know what? It's. I have to admit, like, you know, when I put my singleton in the diaper and she wears little dresses and, you know, she's jumping around, and it's cute. Yeah. And then when I see, I mean, sometimes we do use a disposable if we, you know, go long distance trip or something. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know, I just don't like the sight of it. It's like, okay, you've got a piece of paper on your butt.
Yeah. And our weather here is so nice. I mean, I love being able to put the boys in just a diaper and have that be their outfit for the day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. These look like pants.
I know, it really does. Yeah, that, I mean, it's their fashion accessory. So what was the main motivation when you guys decided to go into cloth diapering? I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do it. What were some of the main considerations for you?
Ours was mess. So my boys, I mean, they pee through everything ever since they were born, really. I mean, every time they woke up during the night, they would have leaked through their diaper, their sleeper, our sheets, times two. I mean, I think I mentioned to you before the show, we went through 800 diapers in our first month at home, and we had to have at least six sleepers for each boy because we were just doing so much laundry in the blowouts. I mean, those early like breastfed baby blowouts.
When you were having blowouts,
it was awful.
Indisposables.
I mean, everything. And I was at my wit's end because, you know, and I remember standing over my sink scrubbing the like 10th outfit of the, you know, in the week, and thinking, if I'm already hand washing poop out of clothing every single day, why not just switch to cloth, you know?
Right.
I know moms talk about cutting a onesie off because of a blowout here or there. We had those blowouts daily, and I couldn't afford to keep buying new clothes.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, we were just, for us, it was, it disposable diapers didn't work for my boys. And once we entered the world of cloth, it was life-changing.
Wow. So how about you? What made you decide?
two reasons, really. First, it was really, you know, a love for the environment. Mm-hmm. And when we produce waste, that enters our water source. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's scary. Mm-hmm. And then when we found out that before we even found out that we were having twins, we already agreed on cloth diapering. Mm-hmm. And then when we found out that we had twins, we were expecting twins, you know, we did the math and they were going to need a lot of things for the rest of their lives or mm-hmm. until they move out. And so just through cloth diapering, the money that we could have spent on disposables can now be spent on more important things for them.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I know. I know when we found out we're having twins, I mean, just like, oh my gosh, you know, like all this preparation and then buying stuff and then thinking about, you know, diapers, that just the cost of it alone is pretty significant. We were like, okay, how can we cut corners wherever yeah. possible? So, you know, in terms of cost, I know we've got some figures that talk about what that cost savings can be. So I think now I've read, I was looking at the Real Diaper Association website, and there's some statistics that are posted there, and it estimates that if, let's say, the average disposable diaper is somewhere between 15 to 20 cents a piece, right? And, you know, we've got mm-hmm. each kid's going through 8 to 10 diapers a day, and then it spells it out that the average cost per kid can be somewhere in the neighborhood of like $1,500 to $2,000 in total. So then, of course, you multiply that times two, so you're looking at what, $3,000 to $4,000? So, I mean, you know, like, that's just crazy.
It's gonna depend on how many diapers your kids go through. I mean, like I said, my boys went through a lot of diapers, so mm-hmm. those numbers would have been accurate. I've seen lower numbers too. I've seen it more like $800 to $1,000 per kid. And then, you know, depending on the kind of cloth diapers you buy, I mean, some are more expensive than others. But I think you touched on it earlier. Really, the benefit is that second year, you know, your diapers are still going to be good if you have more children. I mean, my singleton that's due in August, I mean, her diapers are basically free. We already had them. Mm-hmm. And then another thing to consider is the resale value. So a disposable diaper that's 20 cents that you're throwing away every hour times two every day. I mean, you're just throwing money in the trash. Yeah,
so comparatively, okay, if disposable diapers are going to cost, let's just say, you know, $1,800 a year per kid, so then what's the cost of using cloth diapers? I mean, I think we said like...
It's going to depend on the kind of diapers you use. Right. So cloth diapers aren't just a luxury. I mean, you don't have to be a collector. You can still use pre-folds and covers, and you can spend a minimal amount. I've seen numbers less than $500 total, you know, pre-folds and covers, I think. And there is a brand out there who says, you know, cloth diaper your kid from birth to two for $100. So mm-hmm. there's cheap options, pre-folds, flats, mm-hmm. covers. I mean, if you're looking to save money, those options are there. I'm more of a kind of a collector. We like the fun prints and the limited editions, but those have high resale value. So some diapers I got that were cute that we used for a little bit of time, I can turn around and sell for the same or more than what I paid for them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And you know, so, and I have to say,
making money off of diapers.
Yeah. And I bought mine used. So mm-hmm. I went on an online sort of a, you know, swapping site. And so I bought mine for like, you know, 50% of the retail value. So and then, as you said.
Now, I've heard people say, how could you possibly buy used diapers? And to me, the same way you can buy any kind of used baby clothing. If you're buying infant clothing, 0 to 12 months, some baby has spit up on it, peed on it, or pooped in it. You know, right, I mean, they have. They just have. So right. it's not any different. You know, our laundry machines are good. We've got bleach. We've got sunshine. You can get a stain out.
Right. And it's not like you're putting something dirty on your child. Right. It's washed.
Yeah. Yes. You know, yeah.
It's just laundry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was looking at the statistics again on the Real Diaper Circle site. You know, I think there's some figures that are a little bit older, but they're saying that, let's see, there are $300 million were spent annually just to discard disposable diapers, whereas cotton diapers are reused 50 to 200 times before turning into rags. And then it said that Disposable diapers are the third largest single consumer item in landfills and represent about 4% of solid waste. And in a house with a child in diapers, disposables make up 50% of household waste. I mean,
well, you know, with a cloth diaper too, when your kids are done being diapered, I mean, cotton's cotton and microfiber is great. So we actually use microfiber inserts to clean our TV.
That's really
you can also use them to clean your car.
Interesting.
Yeah, microfiber is highly absorbent. The cotton ones, pre-folds, they make good burp cloths. You can even pass them down. They're good for household cleaning if you're trying to kind of go green at home instead of paper towels. I mean, you know, fabric is, it's not like when your baby's done with it, you have to throw it away. You can resell it or you can repurpose it, which we all know you can't do with disposables.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I know a lot of people want to talk about, you know, the sort of the carbon footprint and look at sort of the supply chain and, you know, cleaning. And I know in here it says that over 300 pounds of wood, 50 pounds of petroleum feedstocks and 20 pounds of chlorine are used to produce disposable diapers for one baby each year. So I think that's kind of, you know, cool. You can say, hey, I'm saving this. You know, I'm saving trees and I'm saving, you know, all the pollution in the air. How about health and hygiene?
In terms of health reasons, diaper rashes are significantly less common in cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So babies can be allergic to disposables, and we had a lot less rashes once we switched to cloth. So for a sensitive baby, it can be a really good option. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, it's not unsanitary at all. You're washing them, and so they can be really healthy. You can use natural diaper creams on your baby. So I think if you're concerned about what goes next to your baby's skin, you have a baby with allergies, sensitivities to materials, then cloth is really a good health choice.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the different types of cloth diapers that are available on the market.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, welcome back. And today we're talking with our panelists here about cloth diapering and talking about what are the different types of cloth diapers. We've mentioned pockets, pre-folds. I mean, what are these? And how is it different from, you know, we think about those big square, you know, pieces of, you know, diapers from years ago.
We could talk forever about cloth diapers. I mean, anyone who uses them know, and everybody has their own preferences. But if you're just considering cloth diapers, we'll just give you like a brief overview of the types. And there's actually really good videos. If you go on YouTube, you can find a video that will explain in depth and show you each kind better than we have time for here. But just to give you kind of a basic idea. So your first option is the original one that's from 30 years ago. There's really nothing wrong with it. You know, it's cheap. It's going to be your simplest option. And so that would be a flat or a pre-fold with a cover. So flats and pre-folds are made out of cotton, sometimes bamboo cotton, and it's a big piece of fabric, and you fold it. So a pre-fold is designed to be folded into thirds. It's called a pre-fold because it'll have sometimes lines in it where you can fold along it. And a flat is just a giant piece of fabric. You can even use something called flour sack towels. You can get them at like Walmart, Target, wherever. And with these, it's all about how you fold it to fit your baby. So you can still buy diaper pins, but most people prefer, like you said, it's a piece of rubber that kind of hooks into the fabric and holds the diaper together. So with that, you're going to need a pre-fold or a flat. You need to learn how to fold it around your baby. You need to fasten it somehow, whether it's with that plastic or the pins. And then you need a waterproof cover over it. So that's used to be those plastic pants. You can still buy those, but there's a lot of cuter, more, you know, more kind of fun, trendier options, and that you can get them with snaps or with Velcro. So that's your most basic. Those are nice because they are the easiest to wash They're one layer of fabric, so the everything washes out really quickly. And then every time the baby gets wet, you change the flat of the prefold. But the cover, as long as there's no poop on it, you can just reuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very economical. It mm-hmm. Yeah, I found, I mean, because in using that type of system, you might only need to have maybe 3 or 4 covers, and then, you know, you get a whole bunch
of
prefolds.
Yeah, and so prefolds are around $1 each. Yeah. Sometimes a little more, less if you buy them used. And again, it's a piece of cotton, so you can just keep reusing it until it falls apart. And then the covers, they vary in price, anywhere from $5 to $20, depending on how fancy. But again, you only need a couple of them. Mm-hmm. The next option, and what tends to be I've seen the most popular these days, are pockets. So a pocket diaper is still that kind of cover with the plastic inside of it, but it has a sewn-in pocket mm-hmm. where you stuff an insert into it. And that insert will be usually made out of microfiber. Microfiber is something that you might have seen. They use it to dry, like dry your windows at the car wash because mm-hmm. it's highly absorbent. It's those hair towels.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so it's a really absorbent kind of blended fabric, and you stuff the microfiber insert into the pocket. Now, with that, the benefit is you stuff them ahead of time, and then it goes on just like a disposable. It's mm-hmm. all one piece. You snap it on your baby. When it's dirty, you unsnap it and you toss it in the wash. So mm-hmm. those are popular with dads and daycares,
yep.
grandparents.
Yes.
And they're simple. And then you can customize absorbency. So my boys were very heavy wetters. So we would use different kinds of inserts, sometimes 2 or 3 inserts even for mm-hmm. nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think those are really a great option because, as you said, you can have, you know, different thicknesses of inserts and different materials of inserts. Like I've got some of those that are using hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wasn't familiar with that at all. But I mean, oh my gosh, I actually think the hemp is even more absorbable.
It is. So microfiber absorbs quickly.
Yeah.
And it's trimmer. Mm-hmm. So to get a really high absorbency with cotton, you're going to have a lot of fluff. Microfiber will be thinner mm-hmm. than cotton would be. Hemp is great because it's absorbent and trim, mm-hmm. but it's also kind of pricey. So hemp inserts are going to run you a lot more than a microfiber insert would. So to build a full stash of all hemp inserts,
right.
probably not the cost-saving option that you want. But you can get blends. We liked a blend of bamboo and microfiber, so that fast absorbency of microfiber with that staying power of bamboo. Mm-hmm. Then there's all-in-one diapers. All-in-ones are even easier than pockets because the whole diaper is all attached.
Yes.
So it's a cotton layer that can go right next to baby's skin because microfiber can't. And then it's actually sewn into the diaper, so you don't have to stuff anything. You take the diaper, you wash it, you put it on the baby, you wash it again. The drawback of an all-in-one is that you can't customize the absorbency the way you can with the pocket.
Right.
The benefit, again, really, really simple. Just one piece, no stuffing.
And it's
no
great for care providers. I mean, mm-hmm. think, oh my gosh, you know, if you are taking your kids to, you know, babysitters or daycare or something like that, you really don't have to explain it to them. I mean, it's like you can hand them, here's the all-in-one mm-hmm. and here you put the dirty diaper in here and put the new diaper on just like a disposable. I mean, I love the simplicity of those.
And they're nice and trim options. Mm-hmm. We love the all-in-ones under pants because they're much thinner than a pocket diaper or the bulkier prefolds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got hybrid diapers, which are there's also all in twos, and then the hybrid systems. You guys might have heard about these. What hybrid systems are you can use a reusable cloth insert, so like a cotton or a bamboo insert, or you can use a disposable insert for traveling. Mm-hmm. So it's got that outer plastic shell that's going to keep the wetness in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're traveling and you don't want to have to worry about diaper laundry, you can get disposable inserts. So mm-hmm. you stick the insert in, you wrap it around baby, you toss the disposable part, you save the cover for the next diaper change.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's a really great option because it really combines the convenience, I think. Mm-hmm. And you've got a really great fit, too, you know, with the diaper. So, and I think there's, you know, when you hear a lot about some of the more green companies, you know, they can give you, you know, you can either buy, like you said, you know, the cloth inserts or disposable inserts or, you know, depending on, you know, what you're looking for. Okay, well, we talked about some different types of diapers. How about for doing laundry? Because, I mean, obviously we got to wash them. Are there special laundry considerations? And, you know, what does your routine look like?
Well, with a soiled diaper, I would first rinse it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just store it in a hanging wet bag until I have, like, a good amount. And then I would wash them in a in an all-natural detergent. It's, I won't name the brand, but it's all-natural. It's safe. It's good for cloth diapers. And then just a capful of tea tree oil. And that really disinfects and deodorizes. And that's it. You know, it's really easy.
It's pretty straightforward. Yeah,
so there's, I mean, you could spend hours getting lost in different people's wash routines, and everybody will have something different that works for them. But the simplest wash routine is you want to do a first rinse to get off anything extra, any like extra soiled, rinse out the urine. Because if you don't rinse your diapers out first, you're just washing them in dirty water.
Exactly.
So you can do that rinse by hand, we did, to save a wash cycle. Or you can do that rinse in your washing machine. Then you're going to want to do like a real full heavy duty wash with some kind of soap. Any internet search will give you tons of cloth diaper friendly soaps, and they're generally sensitive and environmentally friendly too. So you might even end up using that for your whole family's laundry. And then you want a final rinse just to make sure you got the detergent out of your diapers.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it's a little bit longer than a normal load of laundry, but totally doable. Nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often do you guys do laundry?
Once every other day.
Yeah, every other day.
So, you know, I guess I must be totally lazy because so we bought enough diapers so we could go about like 2.5-3 days without having to do laundry.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go more than 3 days because it'll the stink, first of all. But the longer that the longer soiled laundry sits, the more time it has to kind of absorb in the fabric. So they don't recommend going more than 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get, there's a couple different kinds of sprays, like a live active enzyme spray or like a soak. So we would actually spray all of our diapers, and that would kind of start working on the bacteria while the diapers were waiting in the pail. So
now, okay, what about poopy diapers? I mean, I know that's kind of like the big questions, like, oh my gosh, you know, people often have this picture of like, oh, I've got poopy diapers, and thinking about, again, 30 years ago, swishing it around in a toilet. And I'm like, no, really, it's not like that anymore. It's a lot easier. Now, I know in our case, we have a diaper sprayer, which is essentially like one of those little, looks like the, you know, those sprayers at the kitchen sink.
I've been wanting one of those. Is it good at getting like?
Yeah, you know what? We love it. Oh my gosh! No, I mean, I looked online. You can purchase diaper sprayers. Those are available, kind of prepackaged. But my husband and I, we looked it up, and there was a DIY site, and it showed us how to put it together. It cost us less than $20, you know, from the local hardware store. And it's just attached to the toilet, and it provides enough pressure that, you know, you literally just kind of hold the diaper over the toilet and just spray the poop off, and it just falls off.
That's cool.
So there's just a little bit of, you know, residual. It looks kind of like a, you know, a spot. And then when you go to throw it into the washer, it's just, it's not there. So I don't know. Because I know poopy diapers, Everybody's just like, ew.
Well, first of all, like, if you happen to be breastfeeding, breastfed poop is water soluble. So you don't need to rinse your diapers at all if your babies are breastfed. It doesn't matter how dirty they are. You don't have to scrape anything. They just go in a regular wash. Once your baby's eating solid, or if you're formula feeding or doing some combination, you do want to get that poop off. We're old-fashioned. We swished in the toilet or rinsed in the sink.
Yeah.
Rubber gloves, bleach your sink. You know, I mean, and like I said, I understand some people are icked out by the idea of poop, but let's be perfectly honest. If you have twins, you're touching poop all the time.
Yeah,
and if you think diapers are gross, wait till you start potty training. I mean, I'm not kidding. Your life is just other people's poop. Like,
yes.
I dream of a day when I won't ever have to touch anyone else's poop. But it's part of life, you know? Diapers don't make it any... Cloth diapers don't make it any grosser. It's the same poop. You're probably still touching it.
Now, we talked a little bit about kind of the gear that we need. When, you know, you set out to do diapering, you think, okay, we need diapers, and then where do we put the store the diapers and doing laundry? So what would you recommend to parents when they're starting out? Like, what are the essential items?
I think just storage is pretty easy. We just bought like one of those plastic drawers at Target, and then we just use that to store our diapers. But honestly, we go through them so quickly, we don't even have the time to fold them.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of gear, on a basic level, you need a wet bag or a pail liner. We use a regular trash can, and we have a pail liner. It's basically like a reusable garbage bag. It's plastic on the inside, fabric on the outside. We have two of them. when the pail's full, you take it to the laundry, you put in a clean one, and then you just wash the liner with your laundry. And that's all the gear we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And a wet bag for travel if you're doing cloth when you go out and about. So a wet bag's just like a pail liner, plastic on the inside, fabric on the outside. When you're done with cloth diapers, the pail liners are still great for regular laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And the wet bags are great for wet swimsuits, dirty clothes, messes, etc. So they're long-term use. I have a couple wet bags that we keep just for changes of clothes
because
mm-hmm. Kids are messy.
No, I agree. We kind of do the same thing. Like we got some just basically kitchen trash cans with mm-hmm. the little step, you know, the flip up top, and then with the bag, the liners, and you know, use that. And then we've got a two-story house, so we ended up having like two separate diaper changing stations. So we get like, you know, one for each station, just so it's convenient. We're not worrying about like, oh my gosh, where do I, you know, put the diapers. Well, thanks so much to everybody for joining us today. And for more information about cloth diapering your twins, or for more information about any of our speakers and panelists, visit the episode page on our website. Now, this conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. And after the show, our panelists are going to talk about why cloth diapering is really worth that extra effort. And for more information about the Twin Talks Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
Hey, Twin Talks, we have a special new segment on the show. It's called We're Expecting What? And it seems like every twin parent has that moment, that story of when they first found out they were pregnant with twins. And so we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to share your We're Expecting What moments with us. This comes from Allie, and she wrote this on our Facebook page. She says, I brought home my sonogram pics and showed them to my five-year-old. I told him that when the babies come out, we can go to visit Nana. He seemed fine with that answer. 2 weeks later, he came into my room and asked if the babies could come out and play today. I told him, no, it's way too early and they are too small and would be very sick. And he told me, that's okay. Nana will make them better. Nana makes everything better, doesn't she? So if you want to share some funny stories of when you first found out you were pregnant with twins, we would love to hear them and include them on the show. You can either send us an email or call our voicemail at 619-866-4775.
Well, that wraps up our show for today, and we appreciate listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, and Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.